Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. The United States would first like to thank the panelists for their informative presentations and contributions to our collective work, and you for your work on this issue. The U.S. recognizes the serious threat that improvised explosive devices present around the world and the need for coordinated action to combat that threat. In this regard, we were a co-sponsor of the resolution on improvised explosive devices at the first committee of the United Nations General Assembly in 2017. Activities within the scope of the CCW Amended Protocol 2 are a small part of U.S. efforts to counter the threat from IEDs. U.S. counter-IED and humanitarian IED disposal policies promote robust cooperation of U.S. federal departments and agencies with state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, along with our allies and partner nations, and with private sector and non-governmental partners to advance awareness of IED threats and to enhance our collective counter-IED and humanitarian IED disposal capabilities. Alongside our allies and other members of the international community, the United States will continue to develop strategies to address the IED threat and to strengthen international peace and security. Counter-IED activities differ from humanitarian demining in that the counter-IED activities focus on deterring, detecting, and preventing IED employment before threats become imminent. In humanitarian demining contexts, clearance activities focus on IEDs that directly threaten civilians after the devices are left behind by belligerents. The improvised nature of these devices can make their disposal more complex than traditional demining, and humanitarian deminers may require additional training and equipment. We believe continuing this exchange of experience in the CCW will help states determine the best practices for undertaking IED disposal in a humanitarian context that will assist the community in developing appropriate standards for such operations. CCW high contracting parties can support this work by continuing to promote the exchange of information on clearing IEDs in affected countries. In particular, Colombia's presentation at the informal session on August 31st, 2017 provided an excellent example of how states can develop a national response and how international agreements and the international community can help with this response. The United States is participating in the United Nations Working Group to develop the UN standards for disposal of IEDs. As has been made clear by the United Nations Mine Action Service, these standards are for UN use to provide technical guidance in multiple settings. These standards can make a valuable contribution to our discussion. The development of these multiple-purpose UN IED disposal standards does not preclude the need for humanitarian context-specific international standards. As a member of the International Mine Action Standards Review Board, we look forward to increased efforts to incorporate more guidance on disposing of IEDs in a humanitarian context into these international standards. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator.